好，请你们拿起这个《金刚经》本。Please open your sutra book, and on the first, the second page, 请合掌。Please join your palms. Repeat after me: 南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无 Root Guru Shakyamuni Buddha。Root Guru Shakyamuni Buddha。南无 Root Guru Shakyamuni Buddha。南无 Root Guru Shakyamuni Buddha。开经偈：无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。 The Sutra Opening Gatha. Repeat and read with me. The supremely profound, wondrously sophisticated Dharma is hard to encounter in millions of kalpas. And now that I am able to hear, read and uphold it, I wish to comprehend the real import of the thus Adventist.请放掌。Put down your palms, please. I'm pleased to have you people here and to join this meeting. 欢迎你们来参加这个法会。那这次我第一次出来在 Troy 这边讲经啊。This is the first time that I come out to.Troy to make an explication on the sutra. First of all, 首先自我介绍一下啊，就做一个简短的自我介绍。In the beginning, let me make a brief self-introduction.我是遍照寺及大毗卢寺住持啊。I'm the founder and abbot of Americana Buddhist Temple in Michigan and Mahavajrayana Temple at Taipei in Taiwan. 我于1991年在 Independence, Ohio 创立了遍照寺。然后三年后，这1994年迁到这个 Michigan Hall 的县址。I founded the Americana Buddhist Temple in Independence, Ohio, 1991, and three years later, 1994. We moved to the address right now. And so it's been a long time we've been there. I was in 1947出生于台湾台北这个转瞬间呢今年已经是66岁老翁了。I was born in Taipei, Taiwan, 1947. And in no time at all, I'm already on the wrong side of my 60s. And, 1972年我 从师大台湾的师大英语系毕业，然后教书三年啊，教了这个国中，然后台北光仁中学，还有中山女高啊，教英文，然后后来考取五所研究所，然后其中两个是榜首啊，这后来就进了台大外研所攻读啊。I was graduated from the English department in Taiwan Normal University in 1972, and afterwards, after 3 years teaching in high school, I passed the examinations for graduate schools in Taiwan, and then I entered one of them, the Graduate School of Taiwan University, to study. And then, 1979年我就申请这个美国的奖学金呢，就申请到三个，然后这个其中这个TCU 就是 Texas Christian University 就给我全额奖学金，所以我就选了这个学校啊，然后去攻读。In 1979, I applied and received three scholarships from three universities in America, and one of them, Texas Christian University, offered me a university fellowship, and so I chose that and came to America to study. And 攻读两年以后就读完学分，然后第三年就写论文，然后但是我跟我老板就是教授准备高考那他就更为难，然后我就觉得很累啊，就放弃学位，就去闭关了闭关三年。After 2 years study, I completed the coursework and then began to write the paper, but I did not get along very well with my boss, which means he did not exactly adore me, and I did not admire him a great deal. And so in the end, he gave me a hard time, and I got tired of it. So I just quit to plunge myself into a full swing, 3 year retreat of Buddhist practice.闭关三年之后呢，我在达拉斯讲经八个月，然后在1988年八月在纽约庄严寺出家那时候剃度恩师是上显下明老和尚老和尚是天台宗第45代传人在三年前圆寂，世寿102岁。After the 3 years retreat, I preached the Dharma for 8 months in Dallas. And then in August 1988, I renounced the worldly home to become a monk at Zhuangyin Monastery in New York under the abbot, the Venerable Xian Ming, Master Xian Ming, and who is the 45th lineage holder of Tiantai sect. And he passed away 3 years ago. At the time, he aged 102 years. And so he was a marvelous person. And from 1990 to 1991, 1990到1991呢，我在台湾各地就骗学各种秘法啊。From 1990 to 1991, I tried to learn all kinds of esoteric Buddhism in Taiwan, everywhere. And 1992到1996年，我到日本高野山学习唐密正传的东密真言宗啊。From 1992 to 1996, I went to Koyasan in Japan to learn the orthodox tradition of esotericism, which was passed from China to Japan and has been preserved until this day. But this lineage has been discontinued several times in China. And so I learned it back from Japan. And1996年我就完成这个真言宗的学业，得到金胎两部大法的灌顶，就成为这个印中日三国传灯真言宗第53世阿舍离。In 1996, I completed the study and practice of the Xingong sect, and has got the crown infusion. This term now is translated as crown infusion, 灌顶. It's a kind of empowerment. Because in English, we don't have so many terms in Buddhism, so we need to coin it. Okay. I got this. This empowerment is ordainment. So I got ordained as the Acharya. Acharya is the formal authorized teacher of this sect. 就是这个阿舍离啊，就是这个传承的，就真言宗或是密宗的传承的正式的一个 title. It's a title and a position too. And so I became the 53rd generation Acharya, which can be traced back to the Buddha. From the Buddha, since I am the 53rd generation lineage holder of this particular sect. 2010年4月，我从台湾树林福慧寺上清下音老和尚的地方，又接了这个华严宗兼慈恩宗的法脉啊，成为这个华严宗跟慈恩宗的第42世传人。In April 2010, I obtained another two lineages from the Venerable Qin Yin, Master Qin Yin, of two sects, Hua Yan sect and Soul Cognizance sect. These two sects are the most powerful and important sects in Mahayana Buddhism. And I have also obtained the lineage tradition from the Venerable Qingyin. So cognizance is also called Buddhist psychology. Okay, so it's very profound and deep learning and practice too. So all told, now I am the holder of three important sects in Mahayana tradition. 所以总共呢，我就接了大圣三个宗派的传承，这真言密宗、华严宗跟这唯识宗。自从我学佛以来，除了自修以外，主要的弘法事业是注经及译经。Ever since I practiced Buddhism, my major work, apart from my own practice, the way I benefit other people is by translation and making commentaries or explications on the sutras. 至今为止呢，我总共出版了22部经论，其中中文有14部，英文有8部。So far, I have published 22 books. 14 of them is in Chinese, and 8 of them in English, either translation of the sutra or the holy scripture or lectures for Buddhist practice. 其中第一部楞伽经译观是我 36岁到38岁的时候注解的。 One of the commentary is on the Lankavatara Sutra, which is one of the most significant sutra in Zen Buddhism. And I made commentary on it when I was 36 years old. And that's a long way back, when I was young. 我所注解的及翻译的经典，就包括显密性相各宗的主要经论。What I translated or make comments about are all the holy scriptures, including the explicit teachings or esoteric teachings, 显教 the explicit teaching, 密教 esoteric teaching. These are the two main streams of Buddha's teaching. And apart from these, about essence, 性, and morphism, 相. So I cover mostly the most important features of Buddhism. Now, this has been a brief introduction of myself. Then I would like to make a preamble for talking about the Diamond Sutra. because this sutra, the Diamond Sutra, is a very important and profound sutra. So prior to our study of this sutra, I need to say some words about the general feature in practicing Buddhism. 因为《金刚经》啊，是我发现好像先讲英文，再讲中文啊，比较顺一点。《金刚经》是一部很重要的经典，而且是很普遍的经典啊。那但是要讲这一部这么圣深的经典之前呢，我觉得有必要先讲一点点引言啊。First of all, why do we need to practice Buddhism? This is very important. Of course, it is not for recreation or joy or pastime, right? 那我们为什么要学佛呢? 当然不是为了要消遣，不是为了要欢喜这样子而已，只是喜欢而已。 It's got a serious purpose. So, 是必须要有目的的。没有目的的，art for art's sake, 这个是不行的了。因为人生就是有种种的苦恼嘛，对不对？那我们为什么要学佛？学佛就是因为你在世间一切法里面 有很多的问题，你找不到答案，你也没有解决的方案，而唯有在佛法里面有答案，而且有具体的答案，而且有很明确的答案，而且有很详细的做法让你去做，然后可以解决这些问题，避免 那些问题。 Okay, so it's got to be purposeful. We need to have a serious purpose in practicing Buddhism. So, why so? Because in this world, we've got a lot of worries, annoyances, and issues and questions which we cannot find answers or solutions to them. Unless you come to Buddhism, you can find almost all your questions in Buddhism. And not just the answers, but also the detailed way of solving those problems. So, including your ultimate problems of the genesis and demise, and even aging and sufferings or afflictions. And all of them are dealt with detailedly in Buddhism by the Buddha. And so it's only for us to find it for ourselves. It's in there. And there has never been anything like that in the world. So it's all about our mind. It's all about our conduct. It's all about our ego. It's all about our peace. And it's all there in Buddhism. So it is the salient feature of Buddhism. 这个是佛法里面最明显的 一个特征，他处理世间的我们日常生活，乃至于我们单独独处的时候，以及与人共处的时候，种种的问题，乃至于将来临人要死亡的时候，种种的这个忧虑、恐惧、不舍啊、痛苦，在佛法中都有处理啊。So, amongst all the varieties of problems and issues in this world, they are all dealt with very finely in Buddhism. So, this is the most important part of Buddhism. So, and how are we going to deal with all those problems in life and in the world? That's the purpose of learning Buddhism. It is to cultivate wisdom, develop wisdom, 开智慧。这开智慧就是学佛的最重要的目的啊！那一切都是为了开智慧，为什么呢？因为人为什么会烦恼？人为什么会痛苦？人为什么会无明？都是因为没有智慧。如果有智慧的话，就能够解决烦恼，就能够破除无明，就可以得到智慧光明。所以学佛的最重要的目的就是为了开智慧。 So it is all because of our ignorance or inanity. Our ignorance or inanity, which tends to cover up our own wisdom, our own innate wisdom. Because in Buddhism, the Buddha teaches that, and he proclaims that everybody has wisdom. The only problem is that we cover it up, either knowingly or unknowingly, by our ignorance. So we cannot enjoy our own inborn wisdom. So we need to delve it out again. So let it manifest itself. 所以啊，我们众生本来有智慧的，这是佛所宣说的。但是我们众生因为自己的无明的关系，把自己的本然本有的智慧这遮盖起来了，所以呢，学佛就是佛用种种的方法，令我们能够把我们所有种种的盖障。So you see, my bilingual style is becoming like this. I go this way and that, and that's easier and freer. 盖就是 shroud， 那个 shroud 的意思本来是 a cover for dead body， right？ Yeah， but you know， we are not really living， we are living dead， you know， so we've got all a shroud over our mind， our mind is dead， our mind is not living， so it is not activated, you know. So, it needs to be charged with wisdom or Buddha's wisdom. So, we've all got a shroud over our mind. It cover up our mind. 我们的心都被一个这个网生被给盖起来了。 这个 shroud 就是往生被啊，啊，水被，我们中文称为水被，是不是？你们知不知道？你们这个年轻的都不知道，我们老一辈的才知道。不晓得为什么水被，应该叫土被才对啊。shroud or impediment. So, what is in our way of happiness?We always want happiness, but there is always something that is in our way of happiness. And what are they? They are the shrouds and impediments. The shrouds is usually internal. We've got an internal shroud over our mind's eye. 在我们的心眼上我们有一床水被盖起来了，所以我们看不到，所以我们好像盲目一样。So we become like blindfolded by the shroud. So we got no sight. We got no sight and less than insight. Okay, let alone insight.And this is internal. Internal, we've got the shrouds. And external, we've got all kinds of impediments. 啊，我们在外在呢，就有很多的障拦 impediment. 从这个字源讲，这个 pad 啊 ，pad means foot. Impediment comes from impede. Impede is the verb. So.To put a blocking, stumbling block on your way, so that's impeding you, right? 所以障碍你就是让你这个脚不能走路啊，啊，就好像啊那个路障啊 ，impede. So we've got all kinds of impediments. However, impediments.We seem to deem them as external, but actually, most of them are internal too. 这个障碍啊，我们通常都认为是外在的啊，就说你障我修行，对不对？你障我念佛，你障我看经，好像这个障都是别人来障你。而事实上以佛法最深的意思来讲呢，这个障啊还是指内心的，还是指自己的，你自己自心起障，所以会有障。So, in the final analysis, all impediments should also fall under the head of internal Dharma.They are all internal rather than external. Okay. So, as true Buddhists, when we come across some impediments, and if we are genuine Buddhists, then we don't blame others or blame the external factors for our impediments, for our difficulty.In fulfilling anything. Rather, we will reflect ourselves and to think that all impediments come from within rather than without. So, let us go back to the main theme, themost prominent purpose in practicing Buddhism is to cultivate or develop our wisdom. And then you would ask, what do we need to cultivate wisdom for? The answer is, The cultivation of wisdom is to exterminate or eliminate annoyances, and then thereby to get enlightened, and then to attain Buddhahood. 所以啊，这开智慧是做什么呢？开智慧，我们说学佛是开智慧，但是开智慧不是目的，它是个手段。所以你得了智慧，就好像你得了一把宝剑一样，你的宝剑要有用啊。所以你得到智慧以后，是就等于得到一把这个智慧之剑 ，the sword of wisdom。那这一把这智慧之剑做什么呢？是要斩断烦恼的，是斩烦恼贼用的啊。也就是说，为了断烦恼，所以智慧才能断烦恼。有智慧的人才能够断烦恼。那反过来说，没有智慧的人，每一天都烦烦恼恼，是不是？不但每一天都烦烦恼恼，他自己烦，也让别人很烦，是烦死了，是不是？ Is that so? So, only the wise, can do away with their, annoyances. To the contrary,The fools are always annoying themselves. Besides, they also annoy others every day and every hour, right? So, why is this world or this life so terrible? Because you've got so many annoying people, right? Including yourself. And when you are annoying, and you don't know you are annoying, right? You don't recognize that you are annoying anybody, you know? So, that's the most annoying part, right? So,Buddhism makes us understand and see and perceive truthfully what our standing is, what our position is, and what we are and how we are, and what we should do with all of these. 所以佛法就是它呈现令我们了解我们是在什么样的情况之下，因为众生他处在他的这个境况之下，他不知道自己在哪里，对不对啊？然后所以佛法令我们自知。 Buddhism makes us understand ourselves, self-understandingself-perception. So, and this is where wisdom comes in. A person without wisdom is like a person born blind, without eyesight. He could not perceive the external world, and could not perceive himself either. Therefore, he is always in the dark, without knowing himself, and always because being blind, he could not see, so he is always fumbling aroundand stumbling all over, so, and making a lot of trouble for himself and for others. 所以这个没有智慧的人就好像盲人一样，然后到处跌跌撞撞，然后一天到晚 为自己找麻烦，为别人找麻烦，然后为别人找麻烦的时候还都还怪别人不好，对不对？所以这就是为什么要学佛。学佛就是令你有智慧，可以开智眼啊，你眼睛张开了啊，然后可以看到自己，也看到他人，这实际的状况啊。所以在《涅槃经》里面，《大般涅槃经》讲说，这个眼睛长起来了啊，这个法光明了，就啊，眼睛长起来，就是说，因为你学了法以后，得了法眼。所以能够照见一切法，就眼睛长起来了。啊 ，Therefore, in the Parinirvana Sutra, the Buddha says that, when you have learned Buddhism, and it appears that your eye has been generated, your eye is born.So you are endowed with an eye to see. So you are no more blind. You are no more blind to yourself, to the world, and to your life. So you become a man of wisdom. So only to unfold your own innate wisdom.And to cultivate your own wisdom, to develop your own wisdom, then can you eliminate your annoyances, your afflictions, and become enlightened, and ultimately to attain Buddhahood. And that's the final goal of practicing Buddhism.So the goal is high, and so is the price. 啊，所以学佛呢，就是必须要学智慧，有智慧，有智慧之见，才能断烦恼，断烦恼才能够开悟。那如果比较消极一点讲，说断烦恼才能够了生死，但是如果就近大圣来讲，就不讲了生死。因为生死实在不了，为什么呢？以究竟大圣来讲，实无生死，生死如空花，听懂吗 ？OK， 所以那如果你自心虚妄执着的话，这个空花永远是不会灭的。所以生死，所以究竟最高的大圣是不讲了生死，啊，只讲断烦恼。得解脱啊，然后开悟成佛。你了生死就好像有一点逃避似的啊， escapist， 你知道。所以 so this is the whole procedure in the practice of Mahayana Buddhist. 开智慧 to cultivate on your wisdom.断烦恼 to eliminate your annoyances, although I don't translate it here, but you can understand when I pointed to the words and by saying it, so you know. And 得解脱 to get liberation, 开悟 to obtain enlightenment.And 成佛 to become Buddha, to attain Buddhahood. So this is the whole process of Mahayana practice. So this is the genuine Mahayana practitioner's practice. So I mean genuine, authentic, and orthodox.这是正格的、正典的修行大圣佛法，哎， 这个不是玩的，是正式的东西。So, in order to do this, to have all these functions worked, then we need to have wisdom. So, this is the most pivotal thing, to have wisdom. 这核心的问题就是要有智慧，要开智慧。Wisdom is like a sword, which can cut through our Gordian knots of afflictions. So, and what is this wisdom? And this wisdom is dealt with fully in this book, Diamond Sutra. The Diamond Prajna Sutra.So, wisdom in Sanskrit is called prajna, 波诺。波诺就是智慧，因为它有很多的意思，所以中文不好翻译，所以就直接翻它的音，翻波诺。但波诺不是中文啊，是翻的英文啊，翻的梵文啊。So, now we come to the main issue, the hardcore of the issue.In practicing Buddhism, wisdom, prajna. So this is the center of the whole practice. So you need to know, because this world has becoming so complicated, and so everybody.It's getting mixed up with everything. But I tell you straight that the most important and genuine practice of Buddhism it is to cultivate prajna or wisdom. Why? If you ask this, then I will ask you, why did the Buddha become Buddha? How could he become a Buddha? Because of his wisdom, right? And how could the Buddha deliver or teach or save all the people? It is by means of his supreme wisdom, which cannot be equaled, by anything else. And I'll have a detailed explanation of that in the next period. Let's take a break.